pushing the wrong thing. You got to push the button to get it to work. But anyway, I thank the Lord for counting me faithful and putting me in the ministry. I'm as amazed as y'all are about old brother Eddie being a preacher. I don't understand it. I know Peter said, let every man minister as the Lord gives ability. And if God doesn't give no ability, well, we really don't have anything worth saying or hearing. But the Lord gave me this message this morning. I was just getting ready to get ready. And it's about 10 minutes to 8. And I just jotted down a few thoughts here. I don't think it's going to be no jumping up and down screaming message, but I believe it'll be good. Amen. And we want to take our text this morning, if the good Lord would help us. That's right. Nothing to be refused. You know,
that's right.
Some things you got to take a good scrutiny and look at it before you eat it. But everything, every word of God is good. Nothing to be refused. You don't even have to look at it. You just receive it. Amen.
Amen.
You know, in the right light, some of the things we eat, we probably wouldn't eat. So the Bible talks about just eat it. Don't ask no questions. And my family, they hate me because I'll pick something up off the floor and eat it. And they'll go, ew. I say, hey, I'm just dirt.
Yeah.
It don't bother me a bit. Eat with dirty hands or unwashed hands or whatever. But we'll take our text this morning out of Luke chapter number 12. And we're going to read about, I don't know, it looks like about 5 verses here, a parable that the Lord is speaking to try to teach a very important thing about life. And in Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 16, the Bible says, talking about Jesus, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man. Notice, he's already rich. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, that's a mistake right off the bat. You remember a lot of things. Naaman had leprosy, and he thought within himself that Elisha ought to come out there and lay hands on him and call upon God and heal him of his leprosy. We need to quit thinking within ourselves, and we need to start listening to what thus saith the word of God. But he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Now, I want to take out of this scripture right here a message on mine. Now you'll notice in this text, this man says, what shall I do? My fruits. I will do. Pull down my barns. I will build greater barns, bestow my fruits, my goods. I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years, take thine ease. I want to preach this morning a message on mine. Lord, we thank you for the inspired, infallible, Lord, word of God, that we do well to give the most earnest heed to. You said we ought to do that, lest at any time we let it slip. And I thank you for this precious word, for the great truths and the great treasures that it holds for those, Lord, that seek in it and read. We know your word says, seek ye out the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. And if we fail to read this book, we'll fail miserably in life. I pray, God, today you give me clarity of thought and speech. Thank you for the privilege to stand for the word of God. I pray for these that are before me, that, Lord, they'll hear and receive the truth of this message. And in Jesus' name we'll ask it. Amen.
Amen.
This man thought all of these things were his. Now, Job says, in Job 1:21, Job says, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. And Job said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now here's two different perspectives of life. One man lost it all, and as he lost it all, he said, thank you, Lord, you gave it. Lord, it was mine until you took it away. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And another man, he's already a rich man, and now he's got the blessing of this plentiful crop. And in his plans, if you'll notice, nowhere in his plans did he include God. I never heard him mention God anywhere in this plan. He never said that God be willing, I'll do this or that.
Amen.
And you know what? I hear a lot of young people, and I know I got Corey this morning. A lot of young people say, it's my life. I do what I want to do. Well, you better be careful with that.
Right.
A lot of women, they say, it's my body. I do what I want to do. You better be careful with that mind stuff. But I'll tell you what, God, He's gracious. God's good. But the Bible said that God resists the proud and He exalts the humble. And we ought to stay humble. Matter of fact, we ought to be clothed with humility. The safest place to be in this life, in this short life, is in a humble state of mind. And I'm humbled to hear Job brag about God giving him all of his wealth. He buried 10 children and he praised the Lord because all that he had, God had given him.
Amen.
And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gave and the Lord have taken away. And you read the latter end of Job, God gave him twice as much as he had in the beginning. But you better be careful with those, it's my life. I'll make my own decisions. I'll make my own plans. You better put God in those plans, my friend. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 says, for it's certain we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. You know, a lot of women, I'm not a woman. I married a woman. I do remember, better or worse, make the best out of it. Might help you a little bit. Dung around it a little bit there. Hey, I'll tell you what, you read about the wife. The first thing God said about the wife, He said, it's not good for a man to be alone. I'll go down and make a help met for him. Most men I've met, they need help, amen? And God said, I'm going to make some help for him. Help to help that man out. You all know. You see my glasses? She said, yeah, they're on top of your head. And you know what? I thank God for my wife, somehow or another, Nancy, she's put up with me. That's some doing. You know me enough to know that much, don't you? She's put up with Eddie. And you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate my wife, my faithful wife. She stood by my side for 42 years and put up with me.
Good Lord.
I wouldn't wish that on nobody.
Amen.
But you know what, God, He has something good in mind. For the man. I fell off the ladder today and I hurt myself pretty bad. My good wife, she come in there and she said, you want me to make you a pot of coffee? She went way up on my totem pole, brother. I'm talking about her value. And you talking about dividends, her value quad triple. Matter of fact, I think I gave her about $2,000.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm telling you, she really got up there. She made me breakfast, brought it to me, made me a pot of coffee, brought it to me. Hey, I didn't have no second thoughts about it at all. She like them missiles over in North Korea. She just fired off looking for somewhere to waste it at. And she went on a spending spree. Lord gave me that money. And I was trying to figure out what to do with it anyway. So I just gave it to her. She took out spending. I mean, didn't take her no time to finish that thing. But we made a vow. And in that vow, we said for better or worse. And I've heard me and Tommy, we worked in the factory. And we've heard this language, my old lady.
Yeah.
You know what? That's your other half.
That's right.
I mean, that's a gift. Whoso finds a wife obtain the favor of the Lord. The wife is a gift from God to a lonely man, to a man in need of help. We need to be careful. The Bible talks about to give her double honor as being a weaker vessel. Now, Debbie's shoulders are not as wide as mine and not as wide as Tommy. There's a reason for that. When he's gone, she steps up.
Right.
Her shoulders are wide enough when he's gone, but when he comes back, she steps down and gives him the platform of authority in the home. It's important that the man has the authority in the home. God set it up that way. And it tells the wife, wives, love your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Children, obey your parents. It's important. There's an important order to all that for a reason.
Amen.
But we need to be careful when we think it's our decision, when we think it's my life, I'll do what I want to do. You better be careful. I talked about women want to go having children.
Right.
If you read your Bible in Psalms 27 verse 3, it'll say children are an inheritance from the Lord. Blessed is the man who got his quiver full of them. Last time I seen, they don't have them on sale at Walmart. Last time I seen, you can't mail order children. Matter of fact, the first mother that had a son, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, her name was Eve. She said, I got a man from the Lord. She's trying to tell you where children come from. She said, I got him from the Lord. Amen.
Right. All right.
We learn a lot. We just pay attention. And children, boy, they're a blessing. Ain't that something God gives us, those little bundles of flesh? We sit there and hold them little things and look at them, and it's just amazing that God would give us something that precious and have the responsibility to train that child up in the way it needs to go.
Amen.
And God said about Abraham, he said, I know him. He'll teach his children and his children's children. Boy, we need to teach them, Brother Tommy.
Right.
This seems like the deck stacked against them nowadays. They try to tell them they can't be a boy or a girl. They got to be mixed up in their mind about whether they're a boy or a girl, gender neutral, and the bathroom's all messed up. I know one thing, God's not the whole confusion. And I know where that nonsense comes from. Everybody need to get it out and teach these children right and wrong.
Right.
Teach them things they need to know in life. But I talk about them little children. Holding little bundles of flesh in your arm, and really the whole reason for it, God's just trying to show you that you can't do no better than he did. And if you live long enough, he'll give you a grandchild and he'll show you, even with a second chance, you couldn't do no better than he did with Adam and Eve. And if you live even longer, he'll give you grandchildren. You'll say, Lord, I understand it now. Bring me on home. I've had it up to here with children breaking my heart. Like Adam and Eve broke his heart in the Garden of Eden. God set them up. They had it made. They didn't have no one or nothing. And they still messed up. Amen.
Right.
But children, if you read your Bible in Psalms 127 verse 3, it'll say they come from the Lord. Now, you better put God in your plans. James chapter 4 tells us that you ought to say, instead of saying that we're going to do this or that tomorrow, you ought to say, if the Lord be willing, we'll do this or that tomorrow. I heard a joke kind of along those lines. I ain't much on joke, but when it makes sense, I'll try to keep up with them. But this farmer was out there working his field, Brother Tommy, and his neighbor come by with a cow. And he said, how you doing, neighbor? He said, I'm doing all right. He said, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm taking this cow to town. I'm going to sell it. He said, well, you ought to say, the Lord be willing, I'm going to take this cow to town and sell it. He said, no, there ain't no Lord willing to it. I'm going to town and sell this cow. I'll be back in a few minutes. And it wasn't very few minutes at all. He showed back up on his way back home, and he was bleeding. His clothes was tore all to pieces. He said, what happened to you? He said, down the road there's some thieves come on me, and they beat me and took my cow. And he said, good Lord be willing, I'm going home. Amen. You know, sometimes you got to learn lessons like that in life. But there's another one in this Bible had problems with the mind. It's in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. And it's talking about the devil. And he said, I'll exalt my throne above the Most High. You see, he thought he had a throne. He thought he had a right to ascend above the Most High. I believe it was Jesus that said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall to this earth. Now, you've seen a bolt of lightning. It's hard to see it. I mean, it's just that quick, it's gone. Well, that's where the devil descended. He just thought he was going to rise up. But I'll tell you what, I believe as he looked over his shoulder, I believe he took off running. Amen. But he had a problem with mine also. And you know, He made mention there in Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. He didn't even realize who Jesus was. And in that Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, he made a proposition to Jesus. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said, all of these are mine to give, and I'll give them to you if you'll fall down and worship me. And Jesus just put him in his place.
Right.
And he said, get thee hence, Satan. For it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now what the devil didn't know, a lot of people don't know, was that he was talking to his creator. Yeah, that's right, the devil was created.
Yep.
Read that in Ezekiel chapter 28. Thou was perfect in the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. He was a created being. He's talking to his creator. Because you read the Bible in St. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And you read on through there, He made all things, and He before all things, and by Him all things exist. I'm just telling you, buddy, the devil didn't even know who in the world he's even talking to, amen. Ezekiel 28:15. Let me tell you, when it comes to mind, take a deep breath. He just gave it to you. Psalm 104 said he'd take that breath away. And if he does, he says you'll die. You can read it for yourself. Psalm 104 verse 29. And if he does take your breath away, we'll call 911. They'll say they're out of here. But he gives you every breath. Acts 17:28. Says that in Him that we live and move and have our being. Now, I mentioned there about He can take away our breath. Now, verse number 30 of Psalms 104 says that God and Al Gore, he don't like this verse because he made $800 million calling God a liar about global warming, calling it an inconvenient truth. And I seen him, he's spattering a town dog and talking about running for president. He better run to Calvary is what he better do. But he don't like verse number 30 because verse number 30 says that God renews the face of the earth. You know what? If God renews the face of the earth, we don't have to worry about global warming. We don't have to worry about nothing. Matter of fact, let me just say this about the earth. You can't save it and you can't destroy it. If you can destroy it, it ought to be destroyed. But man, they're hell-bent. From birth, they come out of the womb speaking lies, or they just tear everything up. But if man could destroy this earth, he would. But you can read why man can't destroy this earth in 2 Peter chapter 3. It talks about the earth was reserved under judgment until Noah went into the ark. And it says by that same word, it's reserved today for the coming of the Lord. So it's got reservation. You ain't going to interrupt it. It's reserved unto judgment by the word of God. And not only did God, does He renew the face of the earth, but Korah, he formed this earth to be inhabited. Isaiah 45:18. That's why I don't float away. I got gravity. That's why I can get me a glass of water and I can drink it. I mean, it might not have none in hell, but we got water here. That's why I can go get me a meal and I can eat it and give God thanks for it. Enjoy it. Amen. I've got everything I need. We got four seasons, kind of like life. You got winter, spring.
Amen.
You got spring, you got summer, you got fall, you got winter. I'm kind of in the winter right now concerning life. I know we live a number of days and nobody knows the number of them, but God does. On the calendar of God, He's got a day designated such a day. Oh, Brother Eddie, they're going to tell the greatest lies that have been told about me. They're going to say, well, Brother Eddie's dying. He's dead. Don't you believe it? I'll be more alive on that
day than I've
ever been in my life. I mean, I'm in this body of death. Paul said, who should have led me in this body of death? He said, thanks be to God that gave me the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. I'll finally get my victory, Brother Tommy. I graduated with honors, not because I've done anything great, but because I went to one that's greater than Solomon, I went to one greater than Abraham, greater than Jonah. I tell you, I went to one greater than all, and praise God, He was great enough to say, "No, God named Daddy way sooner. I got in late, but praise God, I got in. Amen?
Yes.
I got in, brother. I'm in the family of God. Amen. I mean, he's my father now. I'm his son now. He made us sons and daughters. We're joint heirs to the throne. I'll be there when they read the will. When they leave, he left it all to us. Praise God, we'll have a woman again. They'll have to wear it again. They'll have to work again. I mean, we're going to enter into the joys of the Lord. We're going where God wanted us to have all along. But we wouldn't do what God said. We're just contrary to the will of God. And the way of transgressors is hard.
Right.
That's why we have such hardships. God wanted to bless us. God wanted to help us. You ever try to help a child? I don't need no help. I can do it myself. Well, that's us. Amen. That long promise that you did that before. I don't need no help. I can do it myself.
I don't think she's ever
done that.
I don't think so.
Oh, me. Wow.
She's a good one.
It all red face on me now. Well, anyway, I had it bad.
Yes, yes.
I thought I could do it myself. I thought I didn't need no help. One day, not only God showed me I need help, praise God, Brother Tommy, he gave me the help I needed.
Amen.
I may not understand it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I may not be able to explain it, but I have experienced what it means to be saved. Oh, it's hard to put into words, but I will tell you this, it's joy unspeakable. It's peace that passes understanding, causes you to sleep better. Cause you to be able to understand and even put up with some things that are hard to bear because his grace that he gives is sufficient. Paul went to God complaining. He said, Lord, you take this thorn out of my flesh. And God said, no, but my grace is sufficient for thee, Paul. You know what? He quit praying about that. He prayed about it three times. I'm like him. I keep praying till I get an answer. And his answer was, I ain't taking a thorn out. That's going to give you grace for all.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd gladly rather ignore my infirmities because I found a law. And he said, that law says when I'm weak, then I'm strong. So the weaker any weight is, the more any weight has to depend upon the Lord.
Amen.
That saved him. That's not only leading in his life, but if I wasn't weak, I wouldn't depend upon God for anything. And therefore, praise God, to be weak is to be strong in the Lord. Now, and I'm telling you, the Bible talks about in him, he's all strength. I can't quote the verse right now. I'm trying to spit it out here. Be strong in the Lord, the power of his might. But I'm telling you, in him we have the strength that we need to go on no matter what the devil throws at us.
Right.
Amen. Man, that's what's wrong with this world right now, Brother Tommy. They won't. Frank Sinatra sung a song and he said, and I did it my way. You read in Genesis chapter 6, it said all flesh had corrupted God's way upon the earth. We about made full circle. They don't want him. They hated him when he was here. They hated him before he came down, walked among sinful men. They hated him. Bible says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Neither come they to the light lest their deeds be reproved. Oh, man. Thank God for the day the light came into my darkened soul. And I became a child of light. It's no longer mine. It ought to be his. Give him praise and glory for everything.
Amen.
You know, Job told us how to do it. He said, the Lord gave, the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God got something better in mind. If he takes anything away from you, it just means he's going to give you something better. I dreamed not too long ago that I had cancer. And you know, I had a problem with it. I'm going to get out of here anyway. Cancer be my friend if I come down with it. I said, praise God. God give me a victory. Get out of here. I'm going to ride it all the way out of here. But you know, even in that cancer, if God allowed me to come down with cancer, it would allow me to have something better. Paul got caught up into the third heaven. And he saw things that the Bible says that he said it wasn't lawful for a man to utter. He left it in his terms right here. He said, the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, never has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him and look to his appearance. He said at the end of his life, he said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, whom the Lord Himself shall give me, not me only, but all those that love Him and look to His appearance. I'm looking forward to that better. You know, the Bible talks about in the book of Hebrews that God hasn't provided some better thing for us. He said the part did Christ far better. Don't dwell down here. Think about up there. This ain't home. I know that lady's talking about they cut their trees down and opened up the door on their basement. This ain't home. Man, we're just on our way home. I'm telling you, an exodus from Egypt to the promised land. I'm telling you, buddy, He's coming. And when He comes, we're leaving. And when we leave, amen, I'll tell you, we'll be home, amen. Man, this man had a problem. God spoke to this man differently. He speaks to me. If I died last night, Brother Tommy, God wouldn't have said to me, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. God would have said, son, it's time to go home.
Amen.
And I'd have said, praise God, I've been wanting to go home for a long time. The Bible said He'll give us the desire of our heart. My desire is to be with Jesus. Man, I just don't fit in down here no more. My mama called me a fanatic, and I still am one. I don't imagine that's ever going to change. I don't know. I mean, He just done a work in me. I don't really understand it, but I'll tell you what, there's something in me better than me. And every now and then somebody slips out. And all I try to do is fit in. I can't fit in. But oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And that's all I do. I go around saying so. I'm so glad that He's saved me. I'm so glad that I'm saved. I'm so glad that my name's in the book of life. I'm so glad my sins are on the blood. I'm so glad that I know in whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded He's able to keep that which I've committed unto against that day. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And at the latter day, He'll stand up on this earth. He said, though worms consume my body, He said, yet in my flesh I'll see God. Now, He's got a different resurrection than you and I do. He died before Calvary, and He's going to see God in the flesh. I'm going to see God in a glorified body. I'm going to have a body just like His. I don't know. I don't understand it. But I walk through a wall that don't shut, come in and say, peace be unto you. Now, I ain't got the peace to give, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll have a body just like His. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to settle with Him. I'm going where He is. Whew. This man was rudely awakened, Brother Tommy, because in his mind, he thought all of these possessions was his. Oh, man. A lot of people entertain those kind of thoughts. Mine, mine, mine. You put 500 toys in this room and two children and they'll fight over one toy.
That's right.
Mine, mine! There's no mine. Just let it go. It all belongs to Him. He gives the whosoever. I don't have a problem not being rich. Man, I probably couldn't handle it. What room? Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, praise God, I give. Amen. Having food and raiment, therewith be content. Guidance with contentment, great day. Learn to be content with such things as you have. Just know one day when they read that will, Sister Debbie, somebody said, how much did He leave behind? He gave it all to us. I've never been royalty, never been rich, but one day I'm going to be royalty and rich all at one time.
Amen.
I don't have something to be, I just know I'll be able to enjoy it forever. Mine, mine, mine. Throw those thoughts away and change it. His, His, His. You honor Him, He'll honor you. He not only won't withhold any good thing from me, but He freely gives. He wants to give. As many as come to Him, He'll know why I turn them away. He says, come to me, he that thirsts, and drink. Come to me, he that's hungry, and eat. He satisfies. He satisfied me. 29 years ago. Father, we thank You for the thought. We thank You, Lord, for this message You put in our heart this morning. Lord, how true it is. If most people, Lord, think that their portfolio exists of what they've gained in this world, and yet Your Word says, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? And I guess one thing that man could say that was true, he said, I'll say to my soul, and God said to him, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. I guess the only thing that he had was his soul, and he lost it. Went to a devil's hell. May I pray there be no one like this man. May there be no one that doesn't understand that in God we live and move and have our being. In the Lord there's life. And I pray, God, people to get to you and come to know you as a loving Savior. Come to know you as their Savior. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. All right, Brother Tommy. You can take the service here. David slipped out there, but I'll let you...